You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 24, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The conflict in Sudan has unleashed severe suffering, particularly for non-Arab ethnic groups like the Zaghawa. Mohanad's journey from Darfur to Europe illustrates the dangers faced by Sudanese civilians. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, have committed atrocities, including a brutal three-day assault on the Zamzam displacement camp in North Darfur, killing hundreds and leaving many injured or missing. The RSF falsely claimed Zamzam was a military base, but it was a sanctuary for displaced families. The Sudanese Armed Forces, SAF, and the RSF are implicated in serious human rights violations, which may constitute war crimes and crimes against humanity. The conflict has escalated due to foreign support, including funding and fighters from Chad and the United Arab Emirates, UAE. A Sudanese journalist noted Sudan's importance to the UAE's strategy in Africa and the Middle East. The UAE has reportedly sourced fighters from both the SAF and RSF for the conflict in Yemen since 2015. The Zaghawa, primarily residing in Sudan and Chad, have faced historical marginalization and persecution, making them specific targets of violence and displacement. The Janjaweed militia, which evolved into the RSF, has a history of targeting non-Arab communities in Darfur, including mass killings and ethnic cleansing. The violence includes rape, mutilation, and other atrocities documented by the United Nations. The question of one's tribe determines treatment and fate in Sudan, as illustrated by Mohanad's story. The United Kingdom has faced criticism for its lack of safe and legal routes for Sudanese refugees. Contrasting with schemes for those fleeing conflicts in Ukraine and Afghanistan, Sudanese refugees risk criminalization and deportation from the UK, as the British government has no plans for a bespoke scheme for Sudan. Foreign Office Minister Andrew Mitchell admitted that refugees fleeing Sudan lack a safe and legal way to enter the UK. This contradicts Home Secretary Suella Braverman's claim that they can apply for asylum through the UNHCR, which the agency denied. The lack of official pathways forces many Sudanese migrants to resort to dangerous methods, such as crossing the English Channel. Since 2020, almost 4,000 Sudanese smallboat migrants have crossed the English Channel, making them the eighth highest nationality using this perilous route. Safe and legal routes for refugees typically involve visa programs, humanitarian corridors, or resettlement programs managed by governments or organizations like the UNHCR. In contrast, irregular migration involves perilous journeys, often relying on human traffickers. The absence of safe routes means many Sudanese refugees undertake dangerous journeys, risking their lives. The UK's policy criminalizes those arriving via irregular means, even if genuinely seeking safety. Despite national policy, Birmingham has actively assisted Sudanese individuals in starting new lives, providing housing support, integration programs, and access to essential services. These local initiatives offer hope amidst challenging circumstances. The issue of deportation to Sudan, particularly South Sudan, raises concerns, as some individuals have been deported despite not being citizens. This practice suggests a disregard for safety and well-being, complicating the situation for those seeking refuge. The lived experiences of Sudanese refugees attempting to reach the UK are fraught with legal hurdles and dangers. Without safe routes, many resort to desperate measures such as crossing the English Channel in overcrowded boats, risking drowning and exploitation by traffickers. The journey is often preceded by years of trauma in Sudan and dangerous transit through countries like Libya, where migrants face kidnapping and violence. Mohanad's account of being kidnapped and forced to work in Libya illustrates this brutal reality. The lack of official channels leaves refugees trusting smugglers, who exploit them. Even upon reaching Europe, challenges persist, including navigating complex asylum systems and facing discrimination. The international response to the Sudan conflict and refugee crisis is complex. While humanitarian aid is provided, foreign support complicates efforts for peace. Reports indicate Chad and the UAE have supplied funding and weapons to the RSF. The international community faces challenges in balancing humanitarian assistance with diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. Sanctions have been imposed, but their effectiveness is debated. A unified international response is needed to address the root causes of the conflict and ensure accountability for atrocities. Copyright African Elements.